Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to another episode of Betches Brides. I'm your host, Fallon Carter, and today we have with us Brittany Blancato. Brittany is a skilled and passionate medical esthetician and skincare consultant. She has been on the show before, and I wanted her back to talk about all things wedding skincare. Brittany, how are you?
I'm doing so good. It's so great to be back. Thank you.
We're so excited to have you. I think we've been getting a lot of messages, and even some of my own clients, we've been talking about skincare and like, what do you do? How do you navigate that? And you're the best person to share with us some of the ideas and concepts of ways to have beautiful skin for the wedding day.
Yeah, I think it's a really important topic and part of the budget for your wedding planning. And since the last time I was on this podcast, I've experienced it even more so. I think I had about four seasons of brides. And so I've learned some tweaks along the way on how to better prepare those brides and grooms for their wedding day. So I'd love to share everything that I've tweaked over the last 4 years.
All right. So without further ado, we're going to jump right in. There's tons of avenues and lists of things that you need to do kind of at certain stages in your planning process. And usually the first thought is like, okay, I need to go dress shopping. I need to get a venue. I need to do all of these things. But the moment you get engaged, I think you should also kind of be thinking of what should I be doing for a skincare routine, especially if I want to improve my skin. What would you say is kind of like that first assessment, whether it's couples or just a bride or anyone should take when preparing for their skincare goals?
Absolutely. So basically, when a bride comes in for a consultation, if I see a ring on her finger, I'll say, are you getting married? And she will say yes. And then I will say, when is your wedding? And some people are very far ahead in their planning. So they'll be 12 months out, or a year and a half, or 2 years. And some people are getting married next week. So preferably, I would say at the bare minimum, you really should give yourself 6 month window to work on your skin. And unless you are that lucky person who is already blessed with beautiful, perfect skin and it does not require much, then okay, do the one facial before your wedding day. But majority have rosacea, acne, their skin is dehydrated or combination with oily, or we're dealing with scars or hormonal inconsistencies in the skin. And your body cannot do that turnover. Your skin comes around every 20 to 30 days. It comes full circle. So to try to rush and squeeze things in a very short window, you're not going to be able to get your skin from point A to point B in that short amount of time. So 6 months, I truly think, is the minimum to allow you to get your skin to that perfect glass goal for your wedding day.
That was going to be my next question. I was like, what is glass skin and how do I get it? Like, do I have to have a facial regularly every week, or like what is the protocol for that?
80% of what your skin is what you're doing at home, and 20% is what I'm doing with you in the treatment room. So if you want to be, I call it like my bridal boot camp. If you want to take this journey with me, I want you to hold my hand and trust the process. And part of that process is investing into the home care. And it doesn't have to be this insane 20-step routine, but we do need the essentials. We want lots of hydration, because that's going to help with the epidermal water in your skin. And it's also going to help reduce inflammation. It's going to help control the oil production. And then we also want to do some skin brighteners, some melanin inhibitors, whether that's vitamin C or TXA. For others who have really stubborn scars or sun damage, it could be hydroquinone. We want retinol and sunscreen. So if I could get someone on like some of the basics, that is going to make their skin a much better quality and healthier tissue. And then when we do treatments in the room, as the months go on, you will start to get that perfected skin tone and complexion. So when you do my final, I call it the B-Wed facial, it's a 2-hour facial that you do as close to your wedding as possible. It makes your skin literally look like glass. But in order to get it there, we need that cell turnover with chemical or physical exfoliation, and we need hydration and sunscreen.
So we're thinking it's going to take us about 6 months to get our act right, for lack of better words. But ultimately, even the moment you get engaged, you're probably going to want to start thinking of either having a meeting with you or any esthetician or maybe even a dermatologist, like, so that you can assess kind of what like products are basically you're going to need or what's going to work for you. So is kind of the first step like finding that partner that's going to walk them through the process? Or what would you say is the first step into navigating what products I need to use?
I think nowadays a lot of people are doing research on who they want to go to for their hair, their nails, their skin. They find their people through social media, and it is important to feel like you trust that person. You see that they can provide results, and it is a chemistry thing as well. So if you want to do your research, find someone who seems to fit that character of who you want to work with, and then you schedule a consultation. And I think, yeah, to your point, when you get engaged, you should start kind of planning it, because everybody's skin is at a different, we all have different issues, whether it's hormonal or maybe someone has vascular scars and pigmentation and the ice pick scars. So everyone's timeline is going to be different. And that's why I say at the bare minimum, count for at least 6 months, but it could take someone 8 months, and it could take someone 10 months, and it could take someone 2 months. So if you could, it depends on the person and the preference and how into it they are and how bad you really want it. The same way you go to the gym. If you want to get into great shape, you have to be consistent. So if you want to do your research, find your person, do the consult, and if it seems to be a match, then you should be able to move forward.
Love. And then also just thinking, like, once you find that great fit, then you might even start talking about some enhanced treatments. Like, if I were to get engaged next week or something, I'd be like, wow, like, maybe I should do a chemical peel, or like, do I need to laser hair removal something? You know, or, and there are some girls who want Botox or fillers, or, and then maybe they haven't, you know, done something like that yet. When you're trying to be a little more adventurous and make sure you really look your optimal and your best, what are some of your tips on how to navigate some more enhanced treatments other than just kind of like a regimen and just facials?
Yeah. So that goes back to the consultation. I'll ask somebody, like, what is your experience? Are you new to the skincare world? Have you already experienced ABC treatments? Have you done Botox and fillers? And what is the goal? What are you trying to achieve? And then I can be better at helping to guide you or create that treatment plan for you. So if somebody wants to clear their scars and fix their acne and clear their overall tone, but they also want to be lifted, toned, and snatched with some facial contouring, then we can start working that into the treatment plan. And the more you start combining the advanced technologies like radio frequency or ultrasound or high fem, maybe we're doing some facial toning with the M-Face machine, you're going to want to add more time to the timeline. And if you're newer to the injectable world, you also are probably a little bit more nervous to give it a shot, because you don't know if you're going to like it. You don't know if it's something you're going to want for your photo day. So if you are a year out from your wedding, I think it is best to find that injector and that skin therapist and maybe play around, maybe do one dose of your Botox on your forehead or on the eyes, so that you can see if you even like the way that you look, you like the way that your eyes are, you like how your smile is. Because if you have that much time to play with it, then you and your injector can learn what your dose is for your wedding day.
Okay.
And as Botox settles in, its strength is changing throughout that 90 days that it stays active. So you're not going to be this frozen mannequin for 90 days straight. Botox has a peak where it's the most engaged, and then it starts to weaken and fall off. So Botox and fillers, I think I would play a little bit further, unless you're already seasoned in that world and know exactly what you like.
I live. Okay. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. So Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any six styles. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. There are no parameters. You get access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees. There's no late fees, no damage fees, no fees to pause or cancel. So no big deal if you like lose a button, I spilled something on it, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing all the way up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. You always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BRIDES20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BRIDES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's with code BRIDES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the difference, and pardon my ignorance here, but what's the difference between a dermatologist and an esthetician, and do their paths cross at some point? Or are you looking for, like, maybe if you do have skincare issues from the past, like I used to go to a dermatologist for my eczema. I'm like, am I going to go to them to consult about my skin for my wedding day, or would I work with them for some things and then go to an esthetician for other things? Like, what's the difference?
Dermatologists go through way more medical school than estheticians. New York State is 600 hours and two New York State board exams. And dermatologists are probably going through a much more lengthy medical school experience and fellowship and specialty. So I would assume that the biggest difference is that when I think of dermatologists, I think of people who are doing biopsies on possible skin cancer or mole removals. They're gonna be using more powerful lasers because they have that higher license above me.
Yeah.
So I could never do a CO2 on somebody, but I could do an erbium laser on somebody. So I'm still able to use something ablative, but not to the point where it's a CO2. So there's a huge difference in knowledge and law, like legally what we can do and not do. They can write prescriptions. They can do everything. I basically am under them. You're never going to find a dermatologist doing a hydrafacial. That is where the estheticians come in.
It's like when you want to just go in and get like really a soothing experience, I think of an esthetician. I was like, oh, it's going to be probably a little bit more tranquil. It's going to be a little bit nicer and softer. And it's like, you're definitely going to have a lot more doctor speak when you're going to dermatologists.
Exactly. And I think there's a different approach on how skin is looked at and treated. Typically, doctors are doing their biopsies and tossing a prescription pad at a patient and telling them to just go use some Panoxyl and a topical antibiotic. Whereas me as the esthetician, I'm going to try to figure it out a little bit more. Like, let's do some laser and microneedling and let's adjust your skincare. And I don't want my patient to be on antibiotics for 15 years, like some of the people I've met in the room. So a little different approach.
I dig. Okay. That's very helpful, because I think we're all like, I'm like, which one do I tackle first? But it sounds like an esthetician would be just fine if I don't have any, like, I don't have any crazy moles, but I just want to look my best. And I would probably come to you. And to be honest, my first question would be, what are the products that are so hot right now that I cannot miss them? And you don't have to plug any, but if you have some favorites, like, what's the first thing I should be thinking about? I'm mid 30s. I'm, you know, I don't know if I need eye cream. Do I need eye cream? Do I need retinol, retinoid, like acids? There's like so many things. I'm like, my Sephora basket is always like $500. Like, what's the first thing to focus on is like the best product right now?
So I will always be a medical grade skincare girly, and I will die on that hill. And the reason why is because medical grade is pretty comparable in price. So if, you know, at Drunk Elephant is what, like $150 for a serum, maybe. I don't shop for stuff, but I'm like you said, Sephora adds up quickly. It's pretty comparable to medical grade, but the difference is in the quality and the delivery system of the products that you're getting. So the products that I sell here might not have a really cutesy packaging with an elephant and this really pretty purple glass bottle, but what's inside of it is held to a higher standard in quality, ingredients, the delivery system, and the efficacy of the product. So you're going to get a bigger bang for your buck when you use something medical grade like Elastin or ZO or Noon Aesthetics or Skin Better. They're just held to a higher standard. And you're not going to be re-upping your skincare that often anyway. So let's say you drop $600 on a regimen, you're probably really only buying the sunscreen and the eye cream more often than everything else. Your cleanser should last, your cleanser should last 10 months. Other things should last 3 or 4 months or 5 months. So to go back to what you said, the best thing, tell me about your skin. What are you using?
I use, it's a facial oil. It's called B. It's just the letter B on it. And then I use Cetaphil as like the moisture, as the cleanser. Then I use Dr. Loretta's, these little pads. And then I use Biosense toner. And I use Biosense moisturizer and a sunscreen.
Do you wear a sunscreen? Okay, I was just going to say, where is the sunscreen? So if you were my patient and you were in my room and money was not an object and I could get you to do anything and everything that I wanted, I would have you use, I would have you use the Elastin Gentle Cleanser. It's a plain Jane cleanser. There's no like fragrances or other secret ingredients inside there. It's just a really nice foaming cleanser that's going to nicely clean the skin. If you love to do your oil cleansing first, I have a really great one by Mask Skincare. It's just, it's all natural, raw, 8 ingredients. That's really great to do an oil cleanser first to remove all the makeup, the dirt, the impurities. Rinse clean, then do your gentle cleanser, rinse clean. Always use cold water on your skin. It's much more therapeutic. Hot water is going to pull and strip your skin and cause more irritation. Then I would say hyaluronic. Use hot water. I know. I saw your...
Oops.
You don't even have to say anything. But hyaluronic.
Okay.
All hyaluronics are not created equally. I love the Haloronic Serum by Noon Aesthetics. It is medical grade. It is a 2-weight. So you have your high and your low molecular. It's got turmeric and neem in it. This is like a glass of water for your skin. It makes it much more buoyant and hydrated. So imagine taking a dry sponge and dipping it into some water. It, what does it do? It expands and it gets plump and hydrated. So we want that, because when you have a high and a low molecular weight, you're getting a deeper stimulating hyaluronic that's helping your body create more of its own natural HA. And then you're also getting that superficial hydration as well. So gentle cleanser, oil cleanser, hyaluronic. And then in the morning, you're going to use vitamin C. We all want brightening. So vitamin C is going to be your antioxidant for, it's going to protect against free radical damage. It's going to help with fine lines and wrinkles. And it's also going to help control any sun damage or melanin in the skin. So if you're someone who's breaking out all the time and there's a dark spot left behind, this vitamin C is going to help with the healing process of that. So instead of that scar, that dark spot hanging out for 2 or 3 months, that dark spot will disappear probably in half the time.
Oh my God, those dark spots do the most. All right, write my script, doc. Like, this is amazing. Like, let's send me the links. Like,
I will send you an email. But every patient, I send them home on the same stuff depending on their skin. But in general, gentle cleanser, hyaluronic, vitamin C, a retinol for night. I want them on a retinol eye cream because that's going to help with their makeup application and that chicken skin texture, the fine lines. And then I want you on a heavier moisturizer. We want to replenish that lipid barrier. So I have a few different moisturizers here, but I prefer two of them. One is the Elastin Ultra Nourishing. She's heavy, but not too thick, not too light, but she's nourishing. She's got peptides. And she gives you kind of like a very greasy, hydrated feel that does absorb very nicely. But most people, I want them to use it's called OMG, and it stands for Optimal Moisture Guard. And it's got fatty acids, cholesterol, ceramides, and lipids in it, and furulic. So she is everything. She is who we love. She is making us plump, and she's restoring our ecosystem. So we are much more hydrated and healthy and OMG. Functional.
Everyone, you heard it here first. OMG. Mm-hmm. Girl, thank you. I think we all needed that. And that brings me to, you said fatty acids and all these other things, but with skincare, it also kind of starts with what's inside too, right? Like, do we need to be watching what we eat? Caffeine? Like, and you're probably like, I'm not a nutritionist, but what do you tell some of your clients about drinking more water or what, how to prepare that way too?
Absolutely. I am not a nutritionist, but I will tell you what I know and what I've observed over the last 12 years. And if you want to be careful. I mean, it's lifestyle. If you smoke cigarettes, I already know before you tell me. I will ask you just to see what you say, but I can tell if you are a smoker, if you drink a lot. I can tell if you eat a lot of sugar. Alcohol changes the way that your skin looks. Some people get puffy from it. Sugar over time, as you age, you won't notice it now, but by the time you hit 50s, 60s, 70s, glycation starts to form, which is like a cross hatching, almost like an orange peel look to the skin because the way that the sugar is breaking down the fibers of the tissue. So yes, it is important to not drive yourself insane. You are human. You're going to enjoy your life, but just be more conscious. Maybe try to dilute your diet with more water. Take probiotics, take prebiotics. I take a probiotic every single night before bed, like an hour before bed, because it's good for my overall health, my woman's health, and it's good for your good bacteria as well. And that does reflect from your gut to your skin. And there's other supplements that you could take too, like your multivitamins or your, I take NAD. NAD is a DNA cell renewal. So I take a lot. I even take lion's mane for my hair and my skin and for my brain. So I'm practicing from the inside out, you know, it all goes together. Like your workout routine, your skin routine, and what you're putting into your body.
I dig that. You see us up close and personal more than we'd like, which brings me to another thought. Back and butt facials, are they real? Mm-hmm. Is it a
they
thing?
Are. They are. They are.
I'm just thinking
thing.
Of like a strapless dress, or like if you're going on a destination wedding, or just even preparing for your honeymoon, like, and you want your booty to look a little bit more cute. Like,
of course.
Talk to me.
Of course. You know, most of the back facials that I am doing is, some people are just more prone to back acne, and that leaves scars behind. So, and same thing with the butt, the your little butt cheeks, they do get some breakouts on them. So it's, I think practicing, the first thing I would say is make sure if you're using thick, heavy hair products like masks or conditioners or something, like make sure that you're wrapping your hair and you're not letting it run down your back. And if you are letting it run down your back, then just give your back like a few extra, like 30 seconds of water to just get that residue. Because if you're finishing with these heavy products and you're letting it run down your back and you're getting out of the shower, now you have that grime or that slime setting into your skin. Get into the habit of using a loofah or something more exfoliating on your skin. Get into the habit of applying lotion. Lotion's going to help with your skin so that it gets that cell turnover. A lot of people get keratosis pilaris on their arms, their thighs, their butt, and their back as well. And then when it comes to treatments, we're doing hydrafacials on the back. It's a really great way to exfoliate, extract, and to infuse. If you have like back knee or scars, I'm doing chemical peels. I'm doing lasers. Same thing for the butt. So those things can be done on the body. It's just a whole different process and protocol. Yeah, you still have to think of it in the way of how quickly can my body do the changes that I want it to do, and when is that trip, or when is that wedding, or when am I going to be in a bikini or a backless dress? You know, so try to think about that, because none of my transformations are quick. They take about 6 to 8 months.
Okay. So I want to wrap up with this last question. Now just thinking of timeline a little bit clearer, right? Because to get the regimen right, we know 6 to 8 months, but what if it's like, what's kind of the drop dead date to get that last facial, or like, what is your suggestion on like fine tuning? Like, when's the last day to stop touching anything? Like, don't get any laser after this date. Don't even get your eyebrows done after this date. Like, are there drop dead dates of like when we should stop even getting an injectable? Like, what's the, like, don't do it after this date if your wedding is 3 weeks away or whatever it is.
I would say do your Botox 3 to 4 weeks, Botox and fillers 3 to 4 weeks before your wedding day. So that way you have enough time to allow product to settle. You have enough wiggle room if you need to tweak something or remove something. When it comes to lasers and things, I would probably plan that 4 to 6 weeks before your wedding day should be your last one. If we're talking microneedling, you could do it 2 weeks before your wedding, because if we're already been working together and your skin is already seasoned, we should already know that your downtime is only going to be really about 5 to 7 days. Hydrafacials, I'm doing them as close to the wedding day as possible. Let's say you're getting married on a Saturday. If I could see you Thursday, that would be, or Wednesday, that would be great. So all the little things are going to be a little bit different. But depending on that person and what's going on with their skin, if your skin is already perfect and prepped and ready, we did the boot camp for months, and you can do your hydrafacial as close as a few days.
I love. All right. That's so helpful. And now I do want to get into some of the emails, because we asked our listeners, and again, we love receiving emails from you. You guys can email us at brides@betches.com. And you can also slide into where the Instagram is. Just go ahead and slide into the DMs. We'd love to hear from you. But we asked folks like if they had any skincare questions, and this is what we have. So we have 3 emails that I want to read. And we've kind of touched on some topics, but I think we can elaborate a little bit. The first question reads, should I do skincare trials? I just signed the contract for my makeup artist after my makeup trial, and I started thinking about if I should do skincare trials too. I want my skin to be glowing for the wedding, and I'm thinking that if I start looking for a facial skincare routine a year in advance, that I would be setting myself up for success. Is this too over the top? Are skincare trials even a thing? I think this is a great question. I know we've talked about it a little bit, but talk to me about really finding that perfect fit when it comes to that esthetician or that dermatologist.
Yeah, I love that she's planning a year out in advance. She is a dream, because it gives us enough time to learn each, like I can learn your skin better. The more time I have, I can bob and weave and I can learn, and we can make adjustments, or maybe we want to add a little bit of radio frequency, or maybe we want to do some Morpheus or Softwave. So I think it's great. Also, it gives us enough time to play with the products in case she has a reaction or something isn't working, or we want to start adding more things into that plan. When it comes to coming, like, should you do a trial? You can, if, like, maybe you just moved to New York City and you don't know where to go, or you've never gotten into this world before. And it is kind of like dating, you know, like, even it took me a while to find my hair person. Yeah. And now I found him and I will never cheat on him. And I think it's the same thing with your face. Like, you want to find someone that you're comfortable with, you're confident in. They also carry that confident energy. Like, yeah. They know what they're talking about. You feel safe with them. You don't ever want to be in a treatment room with someone firing a laser at you and they make you feel uncomfortable, or they or you feel unsure about if they know what they're doing. So if you want to do trials, I say consult. So do more than one consult, and you can learn a lot. It's just like a first date with somebody. You can kind of gauge a lot about a person just in the first time of sitting down and meeting with them. And so just, you're going to know if you have a good consult or not, or if you leave confused and still unsure, then there's your answer. You're going to keep looking. Also, sometimes it's nice to have like a referral from a friend. Maybe your friend has been going to someone that they really like. So you could do a trial. I say consultation.
Are there like, because I'm thinking you basically do the same thing for like a wedding planner or any vendor, you kind of reach out and say like, hey, can we chat, or what's your pricing, or what are the details? Are there certain questions you might want to ask first? Or like, I mean, referrals are great. Like, you see a finished product, but you're not going to ask like the esthetician, like, hey girl, can you send me reviews and images of people's before and afters? Like, maybe you can, but that seems like a lot. What are some questions that, just like three questions you kind of need to run by them, or things that you should be feeling comfortable with?
I would just say, I can tell you what I do when I'm looking for anybody, for anything to do to my body. I'll Google top 10 or top 5 places in New York City. Then I will click on their website. Then I will see if they have before and afters for what it is that I'm looking for. Do I like the before and after photos? Do they have a social media? Then I go to their social media. On social media, you can typically find out even more about that person. And that's why I like to, my social media will always showcase my results. It'll give you a sneak peek of what the treatment actually entails or looks like when it's happening. And then I'll also show you some education, and I'll show you a little bit of my personality. So if you've been watching me for a year on Instagram, by the time you come in, you feel like you already know me. And if you tell me your wedding is in a year and you're not really sure what you want to do, I'm going to make sure you have my Instagram so that you can continue to use it as a digital brochure. So questions to ask a provider, I would just try figure out what your top three priorities are. Maybe it's to clear your acne or your rosacea, or you just want to maintain your pristine, perfect skin. Ask them what they would suggest and what is that treatment timeline like. Then find out what the pricing is like. And then ask them, do you have any before and after photos of doing A, B, and C? So that I have a better idea. That's pretty much it. That's the best. That's what I would do. And that's what I think you should do too.
This is great. I mean, I just moved to DC, so now I'm searching for my new person here. And I am
you just gave me 4-hour train ride away, Fallon. So I can't wait
say
to see
less.
You.
I know. I'll see you next week. All right. So, hey. All right. Next question is, hello, Betches Brides. I already know I'm going to have my period at my wedding. Ooh, child. I always break out around my chin, and not just little pimples, but deep cystic acne. Is there anything I can do to help prevent this from happening, or the best way to navigate my big day when I'm breaking out so bad?
Does she mention when her wedding is?
No.
Whether it's her or anybody who's dealing with the hormonal cystic acne, I usually say go to the endocrinologist, get some testing done, just check your hormones, because there's not, I can't do a lot of hormonal control, but there's things that I can do to try to help. So if you're like clockwork, and every time you get your cycle and you start to get those marble size or those pea size sore, sometimes spironolactone could be the answer. I know a lot of girls go on it to help with control their hormone acne. Birth control could be helpful. There could be another prescription that a doctor could prescribe. Sometimes girls go get checked and nothing comes back, and it's just this weird anomaly. So there's other things that we could do, like laser treatments. I don't know when this girl is getting married, but if there was at least 3 or 4 months, that would be cutting it close, but it would give me enough time to do some laser. I have AviClear, which is an Accutane replacement laser that can help with that oil production. It's speaking directly to the sebaceous gland. It's not causing any downtime. We're just basically shutting down the oil production. So you have to do 3 sessions, and that could take a full year to become truly effective. So preferably, if there was enough wiggle room and I had time to do that kind of laser, that could be an option. Changing your skincare regimen. I like to treat acne reverse, go in through the back door. Instead of going in through the front door and attacking it, let's go through the back and let's absorb that inflammation. Once you absorb the inflammation, then you can take care of the bacteria, then you can take care of the scars left behind. Then your skin is much healthier and more functional and has a healthier ecosystem. Everything is better. So it depends with her. Let's say she's getting married next week and she knows she's getting her period and she's gonna have this happens in real life.
So many of my brides have their period on wedding. I'm like, what? Like, how, Sway? Like, how does this always happen? It is the craziest.
If I'm traveling, I always get my period. I will never have my period. And then if I'm traveling, boom, she comes. Ice is the best thing that you could do for cystic acne, whether it's your wedding day or just in general. If you have the time, grab an ice cube, put it in a napkin, and just compress it onto that cystic pimple. Hold it there as long as you can, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. If you're laying on the couch watching TV, just hold that ice cube there. It's going to absorb the redness and the inflammation, and you're going to notice within an hour or two that it's going to go down in size, and even the next day, it should be less sore and less prominent. Another thing with cystic acne, back away from the mirror. No matter what you think, you will never be able to extract it. So a lot of times girls are convinced like that it is extractable, and they manipulate it and like make it more angry. It makes it a way bigger problem. Sometimes these cystic pimples roll in and they roll out. They don't ever come to a head. So just ignore their existence, put ice on them, keep them hydrated. We could do laser. We have IPL. IPL is a great way to absorb the inflammation and the bacteria. So that's my that's my answer.
6 to 8 months, folks. You've heard it here first. 6 to 8 months. Don't play around. Book your appointment today.
Especially if it's hormonal.
Yeah.
Hormonal is hard.
Yeah, I feel. All right. So the last question is, hi, Fallon. I'm a 2024 bride and I'm hoping that you'll bring on a skincare specialist soon because I have an interesting question. I was chatting with my husband about starting a wedding skincare routine and he expressed that he would like to as well. Both my husband and I suffer from adult acne and I think it would be good for the both of us to look for an esthetician. So my and his question is, does the process of looking for a skincare specialist esthetician look different for men and women? Can we go to the same person? Any advice would be helpful. Thanks.
You should be able to go to the same person. I do lots of, sometimes they'll come in together. The bride and the groom will come in at the same time. We all hang out in the room together. One goes
first. Couple facial.
Couple facial. Men have thicker skin. Men have oilier skin. And men also are a lot more low maintenance when it comes to the at-home care. So,
and they have it better eyelashes usually, which I can't stand.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Yeah, they just wake up with a full set. Like, but you should be able to go to the same person. And I guess it depends on the skill level of who you're going to. Are they fresh out of school? I have pretty much, let's say, I'll say like maybe about 30% or 35% of my clientele are men. The rest is women. The men are starting to be more open to coming in. I will say that men they call me their barber. Like once they find their barber, they will always go to the same barber. When they come to me, they experience it. They see the result. They start getting hooked on the products. They almost become more loyal and high maintenance than the women. but if the bride and the groom, I've had groom come in here who have scars, acne, pigmentation, or they just want to like look really nice for their wedding day and the photos. They're all welcome to come in, and they should, because you want him to look as good as you in the photos. So it goes back to finding that right provider and figuring out what it is that he needs to help with the acne. The only real difference I would say is probably going to be the home care. His skin might be a little bit different than your skin. You probably can share some of the same products, but he might need a little something different than her.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Brittany, this has been amazing and very, very beneficial, I think, to all the listeners. Is there one like takeaway, one thing you wish more people knew about preparing their skin for their weddings?
I would say everybody belongs using eye creams and sunscreen. If you never, ever get a facial ever in your life and you like just don't know what to do, the bare minimum is to get in the habit of pre-treating your under eye skin and use sunscreen. It is the most anti-aging thing that you could do for yourself. And if you don't start treating your eyes with like a really good daytime eye cream and a retinol eye cream, you're going to hit your 30s and your eyes are going to be thin and crepey, and you're going to be chasing it for a long time. And I think eyes are a very important part of the photo and wedding appearance. You want your makeup to sit nice. You want it. So it's important to treat your eyes and treat your face with sunscreen. I think that's super important. And stop touching your face, please. Please stop touching your face. That's like you're spreading bacteria. You're causing more issues. Yeah.
Thanks, Mom. You guys, that's it for this week's episode of Betches Brides. Brittany, where can folks find you on social, online, or drop all the gems?
So you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at SkinLikeBee. I am located in Midtown Manhattan at Dr. Yale Halas's. And if you listen to this episode and you want to come in and see me, just mention this episode with Betches Brides and I will offer you 20% off your first treatment.
Eek. All right. I'm booking my appointment tomorrow. Okay. Follow the show. You guys can follow the show at Betches Brides on Instagram. You can follow me at I Am Fallon Carter. You guys, please be sure to rate and review and follow the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now. We'll have new episodes every single Monday. So subscribe, please, so you don't miss our next episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Until death do us part. The Betches Brides podcast is produced by Rebecca Salzmacat and Lauren Salom. Editing by Rebecca Salzmacat. Social media by Lauren Salom. Be sure to follow us at Betches Brides and send us your emails to brides@betches.com. Betches.